Actually, everybody's coming in. Dr. Thomas Hopkins joining us right now. Unfortunately, as I said, Super Trooper Will not in here with us today. He has a day off, but Dr. Hopkins is here to help us out. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Will Doc. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing terrific here in Sacramento, California.
Oh, well, thanks for getting up extra early for us. Appreciate that. All right, Dr. Hopkins is an internal medicine specialist, a former member of the National Advisory Panel for Erectile Dysfunction. And what is going on with it? You hear so much about erectile dysfunction these days.
Well, one thing about it is we've moved it from the realm of being something psychological, really, to understanding it more that there is an organic or a physiologic basis for that condition.
There is.
Yeah. It's not just in your mind anymore.
No, it was in my pants. I mean, it's where it was. It wasn't so much in my mind. That was the problem. But now, when fortunately, and I will say fortunately, I'm not suffering from this yet. But when somebody has it, I mean, is it just like not working? Period at all?
No. It describes a level of severity. So it just can be more from not working to just having dysfunction, or it's just impaired.
It's impaired?
Yes.
And so we've come up with an organic solution for this?
Well, I think that what the interesting thing here is what their studies have shown that, you know, our diet has anti-inflammatory properties. What I think the key thing here is erectile function is a dysfunction. When it's not working, it's an inflammatory process of the blood vessels. So, you know, when we're talking about what are the natural foods that you can actually eat that may have natural antioxidant properties, then pistachios are one of those things, and some other nuts. But specifically, there's been studies where they actually had men eat pistachios, and they saw improvement in erectile function and sexual satisfaction. So there's clinical evidence.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Eating pistachios is gonna help rectify the erectile dysfunction.
Well, here, check this out. There was actually a clinical study that was done between men between age 38 and 59 years old. And these men, you know, had a problem with erectile function. What they did, they ate 3.5 ounces of pistachios daily for 3 weeks. And what they found out was that overall, their satisfaction, their health, their health perception, and their erection function improved. And what it speculated, why would that actually occur? Well, the reason why that would occur is because of the antioxidant, anti-inflammatory properties that these pistachios actually have that improve that. And this is one of those things that, from a clinical study, why did they do the trial? Well, it's been folklore. Well, this put it in perspective that there really is something here to how it is beneficial.
Interesting. I wouldn't have thought that, but isn't there, what is in the other stuff that's making it, the ads we see on TV, Cialis, Viagra?
Yeah.
What's in that?
Well, what they have, of course, they're chemical properties that affect a certain enzyme in the body that helps improve erection function. So it's an enzyme that they do. So what they haven't isolated specifically, do the pistachios work in that function to alter the enzyme? It's not like pistachios are a Viagra or a Levitra or a Cialis effect like that. It's the key thing is it's their anti-inflammatory properties. So that's the way that the Cialis and the Viagra, they work. They work by improving blood flow.
All right. So research is now saying eating pistachios may improve the symptoms of ED.
Absolutely.
Everybody go up. Are you sure it's not that just those sexy commercials they put on there with those hot girls eating pistachios?
Not really. I mean, there may be some to that. I think that probably that's just a way to highlight that the important thing is what you eat is very, very important to how you perform in the bedroom. And that's why the pistachios, you know, have been thought of as the love nut, if you will, especially, you know, coming up with Valentine's Day.
You know, that's just way too easy. You didn't just say the love nut, did you?
Well, it just kind of slipped out there.
He just threw us an alley-oop.
Yeah, it's going to slam dunk there. Okay. I mean, I can think of other things to eat, too.
Well, you can. But, again, the thing is the clinical benefits. I mean, when you really look at it, certain foods I mean, you know, foods that are higher in fat, things that are don't have higher fat, the bad fats. I mean, when you look at pistachios, they're abundant in nutrients, and the fats that they have are the good fats, which are the good fats that are important for your blood vessel function. So that's kind of how it all ties in. So really, when you look at it, not just with erectile function, it's good overall in terms of heart health. You know, getting those.
Ladies, if you happen to see a man who looks like he's wearing lipstick, he may just be working on his erectile dysfunction. You know, the red ones kind of make your lips a little red. He's either transgender, suffering from erectile dysfunction, or
a weirdo.
Or he just really likes the fat.
Either that or he wants to skin you.
Well, Doc, I appreciate it. I mean, I know pistachios have been making a push these days. It is the love nut, as I refer to it now.
All righty.
All right. Thanks, Doc.
Okay, thank you.